Right now we want to go to Jerusalem, Israel. Winky Medad, who we normally catch up in Shiloh, that's where he lives, but he's in Jerusalem where he works, and he's at the Begin Center, which is Menachem Begin's, somewhat similar to a presidential library as we'd have here in the United States. And Winky Medad is the director of information for the organization. And as I understand it, Winky, you're going to have a special meeting there at the Begin Center for tonight.
Yes, we are having two rabbis, actually, one conservative and one orthodox, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, who's a grandnephew of the famous Joseph B. Soloveitchik of Yeshiva University, and Daniel Gordas. Daniel Gordas has recently published a book, a new political biography on, an intellectual history book on Menachem Begin, and Meir Soloveitchik has been lecturing on Begin as a Jewish figure for the Jewish people, and it's like rediscovering the works and importance of Menachem Begin. Of course, we're very excited about this in the United States that will help us, to borrow a term, to spread the word about Menachem Begin.
Yes, indeed, and one of the great leaders of the Jewish state of Israel, just a major player in the history of the opportunity for the Jews to get back into their homeland. Well, Winky, I called you about several things. Let's see if we can get to that agenda. Let me ask you, of course, during the Passover week, there's been many, many activities taking place, Jewish people endeavoring to try to go up onto the Temple Mount before the Passover started. A gentleman tried to, with his grandson, I believe, take a lamb up onto the Temple Mount and offer a Passover sacrifice. But there's been a lot of violence on the Temple Mount during that week, trying to keep the Jews from getting up there. Looks like the Muslims are just set on not allowing Jews to go onto the most sacred piece of real estate in all of Judaism, the Temple Mount, and they seem to be pretty successful, don't they?
Well, they are very successful because the police have been very lax about their security requirements. They let people into the mount overnight. They allowed them to stay and store. We've seen the pictures on the Facebook. You know, Facebook people talk about making fun with people and reconnecting with people. The Islamic sites here in Jerusalem use the Facebook to put up a lot of pictures and video clips about what they're doing. You see all sorts of stones and firebombs and firecrackers and stuff like that coming out. The police do not go into the Al-Aqsa Mosque building itself, and therefore they sort of allow them to, again, to borrow another phrase, a bit of sanctuary. And small number of these people can cause a lot of noise and provocation, and the police close down the mount. Not only Jews, but also Christians. Tourists can't get up. This is during the Passover week when everybody in Israel is off and everybody's going around visiting places they don't normally get to. It's very frustrating.
Very, very frustrating for the Jewish people, but I can tell you as a tour leader for Christian groups, it is really irritating when we're there and want to be able to go up onto the Temple Mount because it's a very sacred piece of real estate, and we want to be able to visit it. And when they do this, it really bothers us. Moshe Feiglin, who is a member of the Knesset, I believe he's the deputy speaker of the Knesset, has accused Hamas of making the Temple Mount a city-state. Now, what would that mean, actually, and is Hamas actually doing that?
Well, we do know that very hardline Islamic groups, including Hamas, go up there. They try to take over certain of what we call the Waqf activities, and there's a struggle, an internal struggle, because various Muslim groups and Palestinian Authority groups. And we've seen the flags of Hamas up there. And, you know, they claim it's a religious site for them, and therefore we should not be up there. But at the same time, they use it very politically with demonstrations and flags. And so they have to decide, because if it's not only a religious site, then maybe we also have certain political liberties that we can express there. And this is part of the struggle that's going on. It's a very complicated affair. But very simple, the law of the land says that we should be able to have free access. But the police always close it down whenever any Muslim gets a little bit of out of order and uses violence, instead of telling them, you use violence, you're not coming up here. And we're going to allow the Jews and the Christians to come up. Well, you know, we'll keep the Waqf authority so that no one should take advantage of that. But the masses who cannot control themselves should not be up there at all.
Well, indeed, that should be the case, but it does not look like it is right now. And, of course, the Israeli Knesset having some discussions about this whole matter as it relates to access for the Jewish people on the Temple Mount. I mentioned that effort to try to do a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Let's back up on that subject just a moment. Talk to me. You talked last time we were together about how the Jewish people had petitioned the Supreme Court to be able to do a sacrifice on the Temple Mount. That was denied. You said somebody at the near a time of the beginning of Passover would do it. You were correct, and they were stopped, and I understand they were arrested. Is that correct?
Well, they were, shall we say, detained and quickly given various orders of restriction from coming either into the Old City or approaching the Temple Mount for various periods of time, which were appealed. We managed to get the goat out of quarantine. It was over after about 3 hours or so. So that, shall we call, adventure is over. There was another religious ceremony, or should I say a memorial ceremony, because it wasn't real, it was just practice. For those who know the Bible well, there's also the waving of the Omer, the first week after the Passover festival kicks in, on the evening after the first night, and so they did a reconstruction of that, or recreation of that. And these are various activities that try to educate and point out to people that there are these rituals, they are not totally bizarre, they can be done, it's nothing strange, and this is sort of educating the people to what the temple would look like eventually when it does happen.
Yes, and everybody is indeed looking for that to take place. One other thing I want to talk to you about during Passover week, Passover, by the way, a pilgrim feast day, which means the Jewish people were required by the Mosaic law to get to the tabernacle or at the temple when it was standing in Jerusalem for the purpose of a celebration of Passover. They had the priestly blessings, and I understand the Western Wall Plaza was packed with people coming for those priestly blessings. Talk to me, first of all, about why the priestly blessings. What is it all about? Who does it? And indeed, it's a very interesting time, isn't it?
Well, it happens once every of the two major week-long holidays that we have, the Festival of Sukkot, of Tabernacles, and Passover. And you usually have maybe hundreds of those Jews who trace their lineage to Kohanim, to priestly section of the population, as in ancient Israel they were the Kohanim, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of the people. And we have a long-standing record of people who can trace their family lineage back. And so the Kohanim, the priests, were those who did the sacrificial worship. The Levites were the ones who prayed and sang and made music. And the rest of us brought up the various sacrifices of all kinds during those festivals. And especially, as you said, as is written in the Bible, three times a year you shall come to the temple to see and be seen. In other words, to see God's presence, not in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, and to allow God to see that you are there, that you are committed to Jerusalem as the capital of the people of Israel, both cultural, historical, and religious. And that is the thing that we try to keep up in various ways. And this priestly blessing, which is commanded in the book of Numbers, is done in a mass phenomenon way during these holidays, again, to instill memories, historical memories, religious memories of our past and hopefully of our future.
Was there a large crowd at the Western Wall Plaza for this year's priestly blessing?
There was, and Orthodox Jews have a custom of taking the talit, the prayer shawl that they wear, and they cover their heads so as not to see the priests, even though it's not real in the sense that it was during the temple times. And so the temple, the Western Wall Plaza, sort of like turned white, if you can imagine what I'm describing, where both the Kohanim, the priest, and everybody else covers themselves and their children with the white prayer shawl, and it was a beautiful sight.
I'm sure it was, and I wish I had been able to be there. Winky, this is all simply preparation for the time that every Jew that loves his God would like to see a temple standing on the Temple Mount, preparing the people for that time. Is that not the case?
There was a Hasidic master, in fact, the man who initiated the Hasidic music movement in the 18th century, who said that redemption is in memory. In other words, if you have no collective memory, personal memory, historical memory, you can't go forward to the time when redemption will be. Because if you forget anything, even if it's not practiced strictly because the temple is not existent, you won't be prepared for the time to come. And so we hope that all of us, whatever we're dealing with, whoever we are, we must remind ourselves and have that memory, because otherwise we have no future.
Absolutely correct. Winky Medad, normally in Shiloh, he's in Jerusalem at the Menachem Begin Center and reporting to us the activities focused on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Thank you, Winky. Chag Sameach to you.
Chag Sameach, a happy holiday to you, and thanks for listening to all our listeners.
Very, very interesting information from Winky Medad as we focused on the Temple Mount and all the violence that's been going on up there through Passover week, and it's continuing on as the Arab world, the Muslim world in essence, wants to keep the Jews from going up onto the Temple Mount.